I have found your teachings on renunciation and metta extremely fruitful. Please talk more, especially about fixed views and nine conceits. It's giving me more to do. Giving me more to do here. Because say views and conceits are two different words. What do like in Pali? View is ditti, like having views, fixed views, and conceit is mana. And the Buddha points to three things that complicate the mind or proliferate the mind. They're called papancha dhammas. Tanha, so tanha as desire, or unskillful desire, ditti and mana, so that desire, views, conceit, and those conceits. So those are things that complicate the mind, proliferate the mind, and create problems for us. So that those say fixed views in terms of holding to a view, and oftentimes the views are ways, I mean, they're an expression of self where we can, what we tend to do is pick a view and then we lift ourselves up and put down somebody else, something else. And that, of course, I mean, it's agitating for the mind to do that. But we don't notice it because we've got, our view is fixed, and of course, if we're going to the effort of fixing it, we're obviously right. That's how it feels. And therein lies the problem. And then conceit is from a Buddhist perspective, they use the word differently than in the English language. As usually, conceit is an inflated view of oneself in compared to somebody else. But conceit from the Buddhist perspective is picking up any kind of self-perception, in a sense, in comparison to others, so that when the Buddha points to nine different types of conceit, it's being as a being inferior and assuming oneself to be inferior, being inferior, assuming oneself to be equal, being inferior, assuming oneself to be superior. Being equal, assuming oneself to be inferior, being equal, assuming oneself to be equal, being equal, assuming oneself to be superior, being superior, assuming oneself to be inferior, being superior, assuming oneself to be equal, being superior, assuming oneself to be superior. Any place that you put yourself on that spectrum in comparison to others is what the Buddha calls conceit, and it leads to dukkha. Just having to conceive oneself in comparison to others is already complicating the mind. It's proliferating the mind, complicating the mind, adding an extra burden that really didn't need to be there in the first place. So it's a really interesting perspective. But you think, wow, if that's the case, what do I think about now? It puts us back to experience. We tend to compare ourselves, and especially in a competitive society like America, there's a tremendous amount of comparing. So that just being able to see that as a papancha dhamma, as a complicating quality in the mind that is going to lead to dukkha.